the inner meaning of books, Rudras Babaji Maharaj. Shiva Trinadapi Suno. Trinadapi Suno, Chana Tarurapi Sahi Suno Nam. So he told them, oh, I have no mercy of Srimati Radhika. So I want to die and give up. So if I am not a devotee to you, then if my body should be dragged in the dust of Navadvip, so that my body should be purified, and thus it will be fell to Ganges. So they are all about 100, more than that, all Babaji, Dor Gopinwala, and they assembled, and they were managing to tie the legs of Gaurav Sudarshan. In the meantime, Srila Prabhupada was in Mayapur. He heard this, and at once he came with his so many disciples. And he went there, and he saw that they are going to tie his legs and to drag. He stopped them. Oh, you cannot do this. Really, you are not disciples of Srila Gaurav Sudarshan. I am only first and last disciples of Srila Gaurav Sudarshan Maharaj. Among you are not anyone disciple of. He was brahmachari from his boyhood. You know, they admitted. At the time of police and officers were all there, so that there should be no fighting or anything. So he told that, you know that Gaurav Sudarshan Maharaj, from boyhood he was quite nastic brahmachari. So I think that if you are anyone among you, nastic brahmachari, you are not married life, then you can understand. If you are brahmachari for
1 year,
you can understand. For total of whole is only 1 year, last year, if you are brahmachari, you have not met to your wife or any wife, no one could understand you. Then he told, in 6 months, if you are brahmachari, then you can come and take this body of, transcendental body of Srila Gaurav Sudarshan. No one. Then told that in 15 days, if you have not gone to any wife and you have no relation with wife, then you can stand. No one. And only one day, anyone had not dreamed for ladies, not thought of ladies. They should have stood up and touched the body. And if they are not correct, then their body will be burnt at once. So all fear. And became silent and run away from there. Then quickly he told that, I am like that. I possess all the qualities. He is my only guru. I am his only one disciple. And he took him in his lap. And with the help of his disciples. Among them my guru was also Gurudev, Narhari Prabhu, and so many were there. So he took it on the bank of Ganges. And he kept it. And he gave him Samadhi. So how bold he was. In his last day, he told that, I want that all should be together in the guidance of Akshaya Vigraha to serve Vishaya Vigraha. What is the meaning? What is the meaning?
Krishna is the Vishaya Vigraha, and Srimati Radhika and all the Vaishnavas in the King Karya, in the line of serving Srimati Radhika, they are called Akshaya Vigraha.
So all Vaishnavas are Akshaya Vigraha. In the guidance of Akshaya Vigraha is Radhika. In the guidance of Srimati Radhika, we should serve Krishna. This is our aim and object of our life. Nothing else. no caste and creed and nothing. So we should try to be together. Don't quarrel for worldly things, reputation, wealth and money. So you should know all these things, that we should be together. To serve Krishna in the guidance of Baldev Prabhu or Srimati Radhika, best to serve Krishna in the guidance of Srimati Radhika. So Srila Prabhupada told to his all, don't quarrel. I think that Swamiji also told like this. Don't quarrel among this. Especially I told in his presence, by his order to all the sannyasis who were there, about more than 100. And Swamiji told that, listen and try to carry out the order. I told them, don't quarrel among for money, for wealth, for reputation, for disciples. You should carry out the mission of Swamiji. This is your service. And Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of your Gurudev. But they did not fall. They began to quarrel. Even they are quarreling. They have no object of their life and sadhana and bhajan. Their object is what? Wealth and reputation and all these things. Taking some wealth with a lady girlfriend, they used to fall. This is. But there are so many very sincere Vaishnavas in his life, and they want to associate with me, and they associate some fear. I'm not going to make them disciples. I am hungry. I decided that I should not make any disciples, but due to them, I was bound to make disciples. Because those who came to me, they rejected from ISKCON. Then they began to weep, you can come. But I think that they are my disciples. I think that they are my life friends. Oh, Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, once in his death puja he told, my Vipad Bhanjana Bandhu, to all disciples. He never thought that they are my disciples. He always treated them like friends. He tells them at the time of Vyas Puja, not like nowadays, taking so many books of what? Congratulation or what? Vyas Puja book and so much money. So much money comes in donation to them. In Dakshina at that time. Not like this. So he told that you are my Vipada Bhanjan Bandhav. What meaning?
You are my dear friends who are saving me from the danger of this material world.
How? You are remembering me Krishna pastimes of Krishna. Remembering the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always. If you are not there, to whom I was to speak? So you are all my like guru. He never thought like that they are my disciples, my property. Now this is the main problem. All the gurus are thinking that disciples are my property. They are not thinking that this is the property of Krishna and Radhika. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. This is the problem. If we want to be happy, we should try to follow all this. Teachings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj followed his and he took his mission to whole world. But now some are misunderstanding him. Only his outer things, not inner things they are taking. I want to help them all. Without any self gain, I don't want anything to help them because he has ordered. So I have come to you with this message that you should be pure devotee. Your aim and object is not wealth. He told that living in this world, in last teaching. In living this world, it is our not duty that to solve the daily problems of life. Whether you are doing all these things, but one day you will have to die. So these are not problems. In this life, we should try to make our goal of our life or bhajan. That is the main thing. That we are eternal servant of Krishna. Anyhow, in this world, we should practice bhakti yoga in the guidance of a very qualified devotee, guru. And very soon in this life, we should realize all these things. And never to come in this world, sorrows and suffering. So if you are doing like so, fix your goal that our goal is to love, to have the love, attain the love and affection of Krishna and service of Krishna. Then our way will be fixed. If you, there is no goal, no way. So if you, there is a will, your fixed goal of life, then there must be some
process.
Then there is process. But if there is no goal, what is process? Nothing. So nowadays it is going on like that. No goal of life, but oh, this process, what now going on? Repeat process. What to do, not to do. They are in all, always in a dilemma and always in problem. You should follow the footprints of Swamiji and be happy forever. Go, Premanand.